Hello, everyone. We are live on air today in the studio in Roswell, and welcome to AM 1160, The Quest's Fall Pledge Drive. I'm Steph Eich, and my co-host is a very special guy, Father Matthew Van Smorenberg, pastor of St. Brendan the Navigator Church in Cumming. And along with us is Annie Porter, our production manager. Father, as we like to say in the studio, all good things start with a prayer. And I think you'd agree. So would you lead us in a prayer to start the hour?
Sure. Thank you. This is my favorite prayer. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to follow your path. I give you my eyes to see as you see. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind so you can think in me. I give you my spirit so you can pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart, so in me you can love your Father and all people. I give you my whole self, so you can grow in me, till it is you, Christ, who live and work and pray in me.
Oh,
amen.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that prayer. All right, so we're ready to get started. Quest friends, we are broadcasting live, as you know, for these 3 days, and we're bringing you amazing local guests, including our beloved priest like Father Matthew. And we're doing this for just 6 hours a day. So the number to call in is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Father, what's the number?
470-508-1160.
Awesome. Or go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button. Annie, before Father Matthew and I get to host this hour together, do you think you could give us an update on how we're doing and maybe what kind of gifts we have available this hour?
Yeah, so we want to say thank you, especially for last hour's donors, because they did help us meet that goal that we were trying to get of 12 gifts. And so thank you to everyone who gave last hour, especially the ones I didn't get to say. So Betty B. in Powder Springs, Diana C. in Woodstock, and Giselle in Atlanta. And so our gifts for this hour, if you're a business underwriter, you know, you might want to become a business owner. Let me flip my words around. If you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. And if you just love the Quest, love your Catholic radio, and want to promote your business on air, you can give us a call for a special promotion during the pledge drive. And that number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And in addition to that, we have the St. Gabriel Society, which is monthly donors who pledge $20 or more per month. And a mass is said for those monthly donors in our chapel each month for their intentions. So we have all kinds of priests who come from around the Archdiocese, and they rotate in and out and say mass for those St. Gabriel Society members. It's a really beautiful thing. We also have our station guardians. And guardians are the leadership givers who donate $100 per month. This group of supporters really are the protectors of our mission, and you can make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy with that leadership gift by becoming a station guardian today. Additionally, those new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more are going to be receiving a beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere else on this pledge drive, but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are amazing. They have been touched to an actual piece of the cross of Jesus Christ. So please get your calls in early if you want to be able to get one of those rosaries, because we only have 6 left, I believe. So you definitely want to get those calls in or donate online, 470-508-1160. In addition to that, our monthly donors of $25 or more per month are going to become a part of the Quest Coffee Club. And they're going to receive an awesome Quest mug, and it's perfect for your mornings with Father John Ricardo here on the Quest.
Very cool. Thanks, Annie. And do we have goals for this hour? Father and I are pumped up to meet some goals this hour.
Yeah, so we're looking to get another 12 gifts this hour.
Ooh, okay.
So let's get those phones rolling, 470-508-1160, because as you all know, if you've been tuning in, we want to raise $125,000 this drive, and we have a ways to go, but we know all things are possible with God. And our challenge for everyone out there is, if you're listening, participate, please. Any amount, please pray about it and make that donation if you're able to. If you're not, give us a call anyway at 470-508-1160. We would love to pray for you and your prayer request.
That's right. Thanks, Annie. And for those of you out there who have been avid listeners, donors, or volunteers, you want to start by saying thank you to you for your support, your prayers, And just keep listening and sharing the quest with your friends. That means a lot, too. You're evangelizing by doing that, and you're truly helping people encounter Jesus through this local Catholic radio station. This is your Catholic radio station. AM 1160, The Quest, is sustained by these two drives a year to have all the resources needed to maintain this station. So if you're not yet a station donor, but you believe in The Quest mission to encourage and inspire Catholics and non-Catholics, why don't you become part of this mission today? The number to call us today is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. 1160, like the radio station. You can also go to our website to donate now at thequestatlanta.com. And Father Matthew, I am thrilled that you're on with us today. I've Thanks. Been doing a little research on you, and my husband and I have even spent some Sunday masses at St. Brendan's to learn more about you. And you really have an awesome parish, and your new chapel and the whole expansion project is just beautiful. So hats off to you and all of your parishioners who made that happen. But before we talk about the parish, I really think that our listeners would like to know more about you, okay? About Father Matthew.
Right. Well, probably the most important thing for me is, you know, your foundational story as a person comes out of your parents.
Yes.
It really does. And so I had two awesome parents. They were great and love them both. They're both in heaven, right? But very interesting backgrounds. One, my dad was a kind of a self-made dairyman, only went to eighth grade for school, and then from then on built his business. And then my mother, she came out of Holland, lived through World War II in Holland, and had a really adventurous World War II because between hiding Jews in their attic and and their brothers actually as well. And then in the mid part of the war, they had to leave because the Germans showed up one day and said the troops were moving in the next day.
Oh my gosh.
We heard all these stories as kids of the adventures of my mother's family. And also just, it really gave me a lot of ideals because I understood then what, you know, Nazism was and how dangerous those kinds of things are, those ideas that are anti-God.
Yeah.
So that really was something that stuck with me as a child.
And just to know about that kind of sacrifice and those ideals that you stand up for and are willing to die for. I mean, they really were willing to die.
They really put their lives in danger. My grandparents, I can't imagine, because they had 15 kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had actually three die during the war for various reasons. It was a tough time.
Wow, that's really something notable. I can see where that had a big influence on you.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, as well as I grew up during the Vietnam era, you know, seeing the war going on all the time on the TV every afternoon, they had the body counts, which really also struck me as a kid after hearing about World War II, then knowing there was a war going on.
Yeah, another war.
Another war.
So where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in the Los Angeles area, a little town called Artesia. Or Cerritos, there's Artesia Cerritos. And actually, when I was a kid, the dairymen got together and created a little city of dairies.
Really?
Called Dairy Valley.
Oh, wow.
And they did it so that they could control the taxes.
Okay. Interesting. So what else can you share with us about growing up? So were you living on the farm then?
Yeah, always lived on the farm. Lived on the farm in Los Angeles until I was about eight. And then we moved to the Central Valley in California. My dad retired for a couple of years after selling the dairy. And then he went back in the dairy business because the economy went down. And so he had to go back
Make
to
a
work.
Living. Yeah.
Go back to work. And so we moved to Idaho for about 7-8 months. And then through the providence, you know, that God has, a friend of his asked him to help him run his dairy while he was gone in Holland, in Oregon. So the man's father had died. He had to go to Holland. And in the meantime, my dad took care of his farm. And wow. So my dad liked Oregon so much that he decided to build the dairy there instead of in Idaho.
Put some roots down.
Yeah. And it was beautiful because it was a real Catholic area. Oh. Oregon isn't known to be religious, right? But there, it was a very Catholic area. Several cities, small cities, small towns, really all farmers, but all Catholic practically.
Oh my God.
And so, although I have a family, I'm from a family of 10 kids.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Actually, our family was one of the smallest.
Really?
I remember going to school the first time there and when I was in eighth grade. And I asked, you know, I always like to brag about my big family, right?
So yeah.
I was brag about the big family. So I said to a kid, like, well, you know, I have 10 kids in our family. How about you? And he says, oh, we have 11. I go, oh, okay. So then I asked another kid, I said, okay, we got 10 families and kids in our family. How many in yours? Oh, 13. Oh, okay. And then I asked another kid, oh, we have 10 kids in our family. How many in yours? Oh, 12. And then the last one just hit me right in the nose. It's like, we have 10 kids in our family. How many in yours? 15.
Oh.
And I just said, we have a small family.
Yeah.
So, oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. But that sounds like a good way to grow up. Did I mention, guys, that Father is actually co-hosting this hour with me? He's not just our guest. He's our co-host. And that means that any time during this hour, he is likely to pause and give out the phone number and encourage you to call. Here's the phone number right now, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can go to our app in the App Store, which is Quest Atlanta. So you would go into either the App Store or Google Play and search for Quest Atlanta and download it right now. You will love it. Again, Father, what's the number?
470-508-1160. And we're going for 12 pledges.
That's right. Like the apostles.
So go for it, people.
Okay. Each one of you calling in is going to be one of our apostles this hour. So make it happen for us, okay? For Father and I. So you were living on a farm, and I know that it developed a lot of character in you because I've heard some of your homilies, and some of that comes out in your homilies.
Well, I consider it a huge blessing to have had kind of, you know, we worked hard.
Yeah.
A kind of a tough childhood in that sense. I mean, I never considered it tough because it was just normal for us. I mean, normal becomes what you do.
Yeah.
Right. So we got up at 4 every morning, bring in the cows, feed the calves, and milk cows. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we had a little time, you know, one of us would have time in the morning to do our homework before going to school. And we'd come home from school. And if we were allowed to play one sport each, you know, and so if it wasn't my brother's turn, it was my turn to work in the afternoon, and we would get home from school and we go right to work and, you know, get prepared for the evening and then dinner together as a family and then milk cows. And then it all happened again.
Yeah.
Every
full
day.
Life, busy schedule.
Yeah. 5 years without a day off.
Oh, wow. 5 years without a day off. Yeah. I guess it would be when you're farming. Right?
Yeah, the cows.
It's like every day cows need you every day, right?
Cows have to be milked twice a day. Otherwise, it destroys the dairy.
Right. Right. Well, that's interesting. So I think a lot of people would like to know, how did you feel like you were called to the priesthood?
Well, that actually started when I was really little. One little story that helped me learn how to pray was I was used to lose my toy soldiers because I was fascinated by soldiers because of my mom's stories, right? And my dad's stories as well. And so I used to have all these toy soldiers and I'd lose them. So I went to my mom one day and said, Mom, what do? I always lose these soldiers. I lose these things. She says, oh, just pray to St. Anthony. And I said, who's St. Anthony? She said, oh, he's the saint who helps you find stuff. So I said, okay. She's always, my mom was always right, you know. So I'd pray to St. Anthony, and sure enough, I'd always find them. So mm-hmm. one day, I was, you know, playing out in the yard someplace, and my dad called for dinner. And when my dad said at dinner time, you went right now, right? Uh-huh. So I had all this stuff all over the place. I'm like, okay, and I'm missing stuff, and St. Anthony helped me, but I didn't have time, and I'm like, what do? You know? And I said, well, St. Anthony has always helped me. So I didn't really give him time, and he always answers the prayer. So he answers it, so he'll just answer it later.
Right.
And that was that was the big lesson, that God always answers, but he might answer later.
Right. He's and got his own timing, right?
he does. And that helps you trust God, because you don't think you have to have it when you want it, that God will give you what you need in his time, not in your time. And that's a great lesson. Uh-huh. And it has helped me a lot to trust God. So when God kind of sent me a little sign when I was a kid, I won't talk about that right now, but he kind of sent me a sign, and then I said, okay, well, what is this? And then there was no answer. And I said, well, okay, he'll answer later. And sure enough, he did. I was constantly getting these little messages like, this is what it's about, or this is what it's about, and this was about. Although I didn't know what it was, the mission, I didn't know what the mission was. I knew I just had a mission. And so I realized that God was going to send me hints.
He's sort of laying the groundwork for it, huh?
Yeah. And so I was always trying to listen, or I was always aware kind of when he would send a little hint.
Uh-huh.
And eventually he sent a big hint, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was when I was just finishing with my engineering school in Portland, Oregon. So that he kind of dropped it on my head at that point.
Yeah. So then you knew. Or at least you felt
then
like...
I knew it. Well, it was like the combination of all the hints. It was almost like you take a 500-piece puzzle, you throw it up in the air, and it all comes down together. And I was, I have a vocation.
Uh-huh.
And I was, at that point, I was absolutely sure I did, because it just all made so much sense.
Yeah.
For so many reasons, I can't even name them all.
Yeah, looking back at it, I'm sure you can see a lot of it too, just in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that I think it's really important in that sense to trust God all the time,
uh-huh.
and to realize that God, he's always there, and he's always supporting you. And what you need to know, if you listen, he will answer. So you just have to trust it.
Yeah.
When, and he'll do it in his time.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the St. Anthony thing. Okay, he'll answer it in his time.
That's beautiful. You know, guys, if you want to hear more great stories like this from our priests in the Archdiocese, call now to support Father Matthew's Hour and Steph's Hour at The Quest at 470-508-1160. And Father, we've got... what, Annie, maybe about 8 more minutes before we go to break. And I've got a couple more questions that I wanted to try to fit in this half hour. You're a legionary priest.
Yes.
And I know that that's unique. Mm-hmm. Can you tell people who are not familiar with the legionary priests and that order, you know, just a little bit about background about that and why you decided to be a legionary priest?
Well, it was the combination of all the hints, right?
Ah.
So after I realized I had a vocation, I actually applied to the Diocese of Portland, Oregon, where we lived, and spent a year with the Diocese of Portland. And I wasn't there very long when I realized that my call, which had all these hints, wasn't there. And because of my background with the wars and all that, I had a real sense of what was going on in the world worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So like since I was probably 6 or 7, I was reading the front page of the newspaper, looking at the news.
Really?
Trying to understand what was going on in the world.
Yeah.
And
a broader grasp of things.
Yes. And so one of the things that drew me to the Legion was the vision of wanting to Christianize the society. And that's very central in our mission, is to help lay people and work with them to help change the society into a more Christian and better society, mm-hmm. really affecting history.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the reason I went to the Legion, because we have a real sense of that, being participants in history. Yeah. And I really feel that at the parish, that we're making a particular difference there in our community, and making it a more Catholic Christian community, and that Catholic Christian community is such an asset to the larger community.
Yeah, and I can really see that in your parish as well. What, you know, what you're doing has to be working, because you have a very dynamic parish. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things you have going on in your parish too. But I want to ask you something on a more personal level. I know that you are an avid tennis player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Let's put it that way.
Well, you play for a men's team at the polo field, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on a senior team.
Okay.
Right? And I've been on the men's teams.
Yeah.
There as well. This, sometimes I'm pretty busy with especially the past year with construction.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love playing tennis. I like sports in general. We've always played every sport you can imagine.
Well, it's great exercise. So how good are you?
I'm only okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a great tennis player. The only sport I would say I was ever good at was football.
Oh, really?
I mean, good at football? Yeah.
Wow.
So I just love football.
Do you like to watch football?
I do.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite team?
It's always wherever I live.
Okay.
So I'm all pro Atlanta.
Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh.
Right? When I was in Cincinnati, it was for Cincinnati.
Right.
When I was in LA, I was for the Rams.
That's right.
Wherever I am, I might as well support the local team, because it's just fun to watch, and
yeah,
it's a fun game to play.
Why not? So did you have a prominent position in football?
I was a defensive end.
Okay.
And a tight end.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I enjoyed those positions. And then after high school, they asked me to coach. So I coached for 3 years for the high school while I was studying.
Neat. That's very cool. Gee. So I feel like I had an opportunity to kind of put you on the spot, but I didn't.
Yeah, we switched it on you. Sorry.
Hey, guys, the phone number is 470-508-1160. Light up the phones for us, okay? So when you're playing tennis, how does somebody play against a guy who represents Jesus?
Oh, it's great, because you can so intimidate a guy when you walk on the court. Like in winter, I like to wear an all black outfit with a white turtleneck. So when I walk on the court, I just like no cursing, okay? No cursing. And it's a great psychological advantage.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I was wondering, are people going to swear and think, oh boy, I have to go to confession now?
Yeah, hopefully they get nervous and then they let me win, right?
Will you do any confessions right there on the spot? Probably not.
Probably not. Not there.
So am I giving any secrets away if I ask you whether or not your strongest volley is your forehand or your backhand?
Well, I have a good forehand.
Yeah?
Pretty decent forehand, I would say. If it... You know, I hit it hard. If it goes in, it's good.
Yeah.
If it goes out, it's not good.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were raised on a farm, and I'm sure that you can take the boy off the farm, but you can't always take the farm away from the boy. And I understand that you're a gardener.
I like to mess around with the plants. Yeah. It's really funny. I have what I call my jungle.
Yeah.
We're lucky in our house, we have an interior courtyard. So inside that interior courtyard, we actually have a banana tree.
Really?
And it's forming bananas.
Whoa.
No way.
Yeah, it has two bunches of bananas. A banana tree grows. It grows probably about 14, feet in a season. So it goes from 0 to 14 feet. And at the end, it puts out a flower. And the flower, it has multiple flowers in one, like, bulb. Hmm. And each of the flowers then gets, you know, turns into a banana. And actually, it's probably like 40, 50 bananas on the tree. They're little and green right now. And since the season is too short, it'll probably, they won't ever, like, ripen. But it's interesting. And then I have pineapple plants around my house.
I heard about the pineapples.
and I have tangerines.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Have blueberries. Anything that kind of gives fruit. I kind of like that kind of plant.
Yeah, your own little garden of Eden.
Yeah, a little, you know.
You could open your own farmer's market.
Yeah.
Father's farmer's market.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, guys, Annie is telling me it looks like it's time for a break. We still have Father Matthew in the hot seat, and we're coming right back. Pick up the phone and call us at 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com or Quest Atlanta app and click the donate button for Father Matthew's hour here on The Quest. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Father Augustine Tron, and this is my favorite prayer, the prayer before study or work. Let us pray. Direct, we beseech thee, O Lord, all our actions by thy holy inspirations. And carry them on by thy gracious assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may begin always from thee, and by thee be happily ended through Christ our Lord. Amen. Seed of wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Did you know that your body has a theology? Icons. We see them on our phones every day. My favorite icon is the smiley face emoji. It's a sign that clearly expresses my happiness and joy. In his Theology of the Body, Pope John Paul II reflects on the icon of marriage between a husband and a wife. What does marriage point to? Is it health, wealth, fertility? It's much more than that. Think about it. Scripture begins with the marriage of Adam and Eve in Genesis and ends with the marriage of Christ and the Church in Revelations. Marriage is an earthly icon that points to the reality of heaven, total union and communion with the bridegroom. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more TOB Minutes, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Did you know science has already proven that at fertilization, a sperm and egg unite to form a unique human being with DNA separate from that of the mother? Yet, the argument today is not whether that new life is a human being inside the mother's womb. The argument is one of choice. We are told that a mother's right to choose to kill her unborn daughter trumps the daughter's right to choose to not be killed by her mother. What happened to women's rights? Only some women have rights, not all women. Many young women are never given the right to choose if they want to live or die. It's time to take a stand for life. All human life matters. So let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A reading from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through the Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Now, when you've got Jesus in your heart, then and then only can you see and find your real self. You know why? Because you're not afraid to look at yourself. You're not going around pretending you're something you're not. If you're an angry person, you got the guts to say, I am an angry person. But with the grace of God and the power of His Spirit, I can become like who? Like Jesus. Not like me, not like the best in me, but like Jesus in me. You see, it's very, very important that when you go around looking for yourself, that you try to find out who you are, that you have Jesus in your heart.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Hello, I'm Chris Chambers from the Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Welcome back, everybody. For all of you just joining us, I'm Steph Eich, and I'm joined by Father Matthew Van Smorenberg of St. Brendan the Navigator Church in Cumming. Annie Porter is our production manager, and we are hosting the best hour of this fall pledge drive because Father Matthew is here in the studio with us. And I think we can hear a phone ringing. Call us now at 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button to designate a donation for any hour, including this one for Father Matthew. We will be reading your names on the air, just first names and last initial, and either your church or city. And I know Father Matthew will know some of these special names. 470-508-1160. 1160. And Annie, how are we doing? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, all right. So y'all are really showing up for this hour. And so we've met our goal already.
What?
So let's ring that bell.
Woo!
Yes. Woo! And we have a new challenge for our listeners. We want to get, for the second half of the hour, we want to get, we actually have a $2,000 match. So that's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it was from a generous donor who loves St. Brendan.
All right. St. Brendan.
Yes. And so call in and give a donation. We have a $2,000 match this hour. That's incredible. So 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. And you guys, we need to set another goal for the second half of the hour. So what are we thinking?
Let's double it.
All right. We're looking for another 12 so we can make it an even 24.
Awesome. So, awesome. We got our first 12 apostles and now we're ready to go.
It's the biblical number.
Exactly. And I want to make sure I say thank you to the people who've already donated.
Okay.
So first off, thank you to the St. Brendan parishioners who made a donation. Greg N. in Cumming, Andrew and Don W. in Weldon Springs, Missouri, Bill and Mary H. in Cumming, Nicholas and Jenya V. in Cumming, Marilyn S. in Cumming, who donated in honor of Father Matthew, Betty B. in Powder Springs, Robert E. in Cumming, who donated in honor of Father Matthew, Thomas A. in Marietta, Lacey H. in Canton, Kevin G. in Cumming, who donated in honor of Father Matthew, Lucy D. in Cumming, who donated in honor of Father Matthew as well, Gregory S., who donated in honor of Father Matthew in Cumming, and Mary M. from South Bend, Indiana, who donated in honor of Steph and Bob.
So,
we thank you so much, everybody, who has donated so far.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, folks, whether it's prayer, volunteering, or your financial support, your call lets us know that the quest matters to you. Gifts of any amount are gratefully and humbly accepted, and I think we've mentioned, but if we didn't mention this hour, the Quest is 100% listener-supported station. So we rely heavily on the spring and fall pledge drives to pay for all the costs of running this station. So all the maintaining and all the growth really comes from your support. To donate, please go to our website now at thequestatlanta.com and hit that donate button. And if you're downloading the app, I think you'd love the app. Everyone tells us they love the app. So go to Quest Atlanta in your app store. And, you know, Father, we were just talking about gardening. And, you know, for most priests, if they walk past, like, weeds in the parking lot, you know, maybe they make a little mental note to mention it to the outdoor crew. But people I know have said, yeah, we see Father Matthew out there pulling weeds. He will not walk by without noticing. And he'll pick the weeds if you spot some on the grounds. Now, to me, that's a hometown guy, like a really down-home guy.
That's the Dutch thing. The Dutch always want everything perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice and orderly.
Yeah, that's why Holland is. Holland is, everything is so perfectly
pristine, ordered.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
In that sense, the Dutch really have that sense of order.
Aesthetic.
And I don't know that where I picked it up.
Yeah.
But I can't stand to see a weed. I just can't stand it.
And I guess your parishioners know that about you. At least a few of them do.
Yeah, they spot me. They see me picking out a weed.
That's a humble guy, they say, I'm sure. And I'm sure there could be some good sermon in there. But speaking of sermons, you have a story that I love to have you tell us about. But first, let's give out the number again. We can never do that enough. So call us now at 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button. So, by the way, if you call us and you want to make a donation, we want to thank you. So, as Annie just mentioned, we announce the names of those people who make a donation, including all those in Father's honor, and we use the first name and last initial, or first name and city. So let us know how you want it read on the air. And we don't use last names, but I think that that you will definitely tell that you're in there. So we can also send a note into Father while you're calling. And ask for a prayer. And we have people in the chapel right now on their knees in adoration, praying for all of you and for generosity during this hour. They're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and just calling makes you part of this Quest family. So pick up the phone, 470-508-1160, and we'd be happy to say some prayers for you. So just call in and give us a prayer request. And as Annie's reminding me, we've got our $2,000 match right now, and we want to get every bit of that money. So come on, guys, let's light up those phones. Father, we want to ask you about that sermon, and it's a great story, and I remember it after months. But before we do, let's tell our listeners about their giving opportunities, okay?
Okay, if you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. Okay, so if you really love the Quest Radio, the Catholic Radio, and want to promote your business on air, you can call for a special promotion during the pledge drive.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, when we have people who are giving us the $20 or more per month, a Mass is said once a month for them. And they are really our monthly sustainers. And we have wonderful priests who sign up to come in and say Mass for us. We may even have Father Matthew doing that for us soon. And so it's a wonderful way to have a Mass said for you and be part of this important apostolate. You can also become a station guardian. And guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month. And this is a group of supporters who are really protectors of this mission. Make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy with a leadership gift and become a station guardian. And, you know, we'd already talked about the St. Gabriel Society for people who give $20 a month as our sustainers. If you up that to $25 a month or more, or be part of the Dollar a Day Club members and any station guardian, you're not only part of the St. Gabriel Society, but you're also part of the Quest Coffee Club. And let's see, what else do we want to let you know about? Oh, yeah. Additionally, station guardians are receiving something very special this fall. Father, do you want to tell us what
sure,
that is?
Sure. In addition, for the new station guardians who contribute over 100 a month or more, you will receive a beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere but in the pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they have been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ. This rosary, you won't want to miss it. The Quest is excited to offer these rosaries while they last. There are only 9, so donate early.
You know something? I think there's only, what?
6 left.
6 oh. left now, so.
Yeah, okay. We're down to
Pick
6.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, so calling now, 470-508-1160. And Father, you tell a lot of great stories from the pulpit. Like, just from coming to some of your masses, I remember the red wagon. I remember one about a cow. I remember your cousin's funeral in California. And I see people are listening. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorites is your hiking trip in the mountains. Can you share that one for us? Because I love that one.
Yeah, we were kind of crazy. I used to do camps in New Hampshire for boys during the summer that the priests would then, we would decide to do our own hikes. So we just, four of us, four priests, we decided to do this long hike. There's a range of mountains called the Presidential Range. The biggest mountain out in that area is Mount Washington. Okay, I think it's the biggest mountain on the East Coast. And so we decided to hike all the 10 peaks in one day, which means you go to a park at the north end, you go up to the first peak, and then you come down, you know, so you go up maybe 4,500 feet, and you come down 500, and then you go up 1,000, and then you go down 600, et cetera. Mount Washington's right in the middle, and then you keep on going. So we start out at the crack of dawn. We drive there, crack of dawn. We had left a car at the other end. So when we get there, we have, you know, somebody, we have a ride out. So off we go. We go up the mountains. We get to Mount Washington in the middle, and we're already dead. we had all packed a backpack full of water and food, and we had already finished all our food and water by midday. So we got there. Mount Washington has a little, like a lodge at the top, and we get some more water and off we go again. We get toward the end of the day. So the Presidential Range has 8 peaks that are presidents, and then there's 2 other peaks you can do. So and it's 24 miles of hiking mountains.
That is really ambitious.
And we're sweating off all this water.
I can imagine.
So we get through the 8 peaks and the sun starts to go down. And like we had come to this, like, do we go for the last 2 or not? And the sun's going down, and we said, okay, well, we did 8, and that was 8 was 24 miles. And we go down in the dark. You don't want to be hiking in the mountains in the dark because you lose the trail, right? Because they're marked with little paint things on, little paint marks on the Appalachian Trail. So we go down to the bottom. We get to the bottom. And we are dead. There were 2 younger priests, and I was maybe one of the 2 older priests. So we sent the 2 younger priests to go find the car. Well, they can't find the car.
Oh, no.
And they said, well, maybe it's down the road at the other park or whatever. So while they're going, me and the other older priest, we lay down on the ground. We find this bathroom, and it has a nice cold floor. So we just lay on the ground on this cold floor because we're just dying. And 2 of the hikers that we had passed on the road, on the way, you know, they come in and they look at us laying on the floor. Like, what are you doing? Don't worry about us. Don't worry. We're just relaxing. Don't worry about us. So eventually the other 2 priests, they find the car. It was down the road in another park. They find it. They drive it to us. We get in the car and we're driving along, and we probably have about 1.5 hours to drive to get home, right? In the mountains. And we are starving. We are starving. And so we're driving along, and let's stop for some food. Well, we had tried not to bring any valuables to leave in the car or anything in case it got stolen. We have no money. We have no money. And we're like, but we don't have any money. And I said, Father, to the father who owned the car, I said, I'll bet somebody recently gave you a thank you card. He said, yeah. He said, well, let's check if somebody gave you a little donation for something you need. So he says, yeah. So we open the glove compartment, open the card. It's a thank you card. It's so nice. And we look, and there is money inside. It's $100 Canadian. And we're like, what good is this? It's funny money.
Uh-huh.
It's useless. And we're like, okay, well, maybe since we're kind of close to the Canadian border, if we go to one of these pizza places, they might take it.
Uh-huh.
So we find this pizza place in the middle of nowhere, and we pull in, we go in, and we go up. There's a girl. She's about, you know, 22. She's at the counter, and we just said, you know, you're not going to believe this, but we're all priests,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have any money. But with this Canadian dollar, you know, $100, and could we buy some food with the 100 Canadian? And she's like, Father, I'm a Catholic. I'm manager tonight. So whatever you want, it's on the house.
Awesome.
So we look at each other and like, really? This is so fantastic. So we're kind of shy, you know, about asking. We're like, well, how about a pizza, like a big pizza? And she says, sure. Anything else? More?
Yeah.
She says, well, how about a small one like this? And she says, yeah. Anything else? Well, would you like wings? Sure. Wings. And she says, anything else? We're okay. Don't you want drinks? Sure, drinks. Yeah, drinks. So she orders the pizza, and we go back. We go to the table, and we're sitting down, and like, this girl is so nice to us. We've got to do something for her. What can we do? And I said, Father, I'll bet in your trunk you have a rosary that's blessed by the Holy Father. Because we used to go to Rome every once in a while with groups, and we'd come back with rosaries blessed by the Pope. And I said, I'll bet you have a rosary in the trunk. He says, I do. So we go to the counter, so to the girl, is like, okay, we're not leaving. We're just going to go to the trunk of the car. We want to get something out. And she says, okay. So we go out and we find this beautiful rosary. I mean, it was one of the most beautiful rosaries I've ever seen.
Mm.
And we said, perfect. And it's blessed by the Pope. So we go in and we give it to the girl at the counter. We said, we just want to thank you for, you know, what you're doing for us. And here's this rosary. And she bursts into tears.
Aww.
She bursts into tears. She says, this is so nice. She says, the only religious thing I have is this little statue that I have next to my bed. And I'm going to put this right next to that. And we're like, good. You know? So we go back and she says, and you have to meet everybody in the place. You got to meet the cooks. You got to meet everybody. She drags us back down with the cooks and she introduces us to everybody. And, you know, we go back and we have our pizza, and we didn't just know how to thank this girl for this thing she did. And it really got me because, I mean, we didn't look like priests. Uh-huh. We were sweaty, dirty, grungy, you know, worn out.
Uh-huh.
I hate to think what we look like, but she believed us. And she did that for us. And it was just... For me, it was just another sign of how God provides when you need it.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, God always does that. And this girl was an instrument of God, and it came out of her heart.
Yep. Oh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. Now I remember all the parts of this that came together. This is such a good story. Thank you for sharing that. It does have a great message to it, doesn't it?
It does. It just gives you confidence in God because yep. He will help you out.
Yeah, He will. And you know, He's helping a lot of people out through this Catholic radio station, The Quest. Father, why should someone support The Quest?
Well, I was actually involved in radio a little bit in Lexington, Kentucky. I knew a man who owned a Catholic radio there. I'm not sure what's going on right now with it, but I worked with him a bit, helping him out. And one of the things that gets me about Catholic radio is you learn so much.
Yeah.
Because if you have to rely on simply the homily you get during the week or even the little time you have to read to learn more about your faith, it's so hard because we're so busy.
Right.
And the great thing about Catholic radio is you can turn it on, you can be doing other things, and you're learning so much about your faith. Mm-hmm. And it helps you, it supports you, and it probably answers the questions that you have on so many things that you don't even know you're going to be asked.
Uh-huh. Right. Helps you talk to your kids.
Helps you talk to, you know, your kids, your friends.
Your friends.
You know, and again, it's one of the ways that God provides for us, the ones who give. He provides for us who give through the radio and through what each of the, you know, guests might have to say. Mm-hmm. Because God knows what you need, and he'll send the right person to talk to you. And he uses the instrument of the radio.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say, boy, it seems like they were just talking about exactly what was on my heart today. Mm-hmm. Like this message had to be just for me.
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what's going on in everybody's lives, mm-hmm. and he will send what you need.
All right. Well, he certainly will. And it looks like we are four calls away from our goal, Father. You set a high bar. We are only four calls away. We've got about, what, four more minutes? Three more minutes? Two more minutes. Come on, guys. Help us out. We'll keep taking those calls during the break at the top of the hour, but we want to finish out and make our goals. So we need at least four more calls from you guys. And since I've got a couple more minutes with you, Father, I want to ask you some fun stuff. I really wanted to get to all the cool things going on in your parish, so you have to promise you'll come back because we want to talk about the expansion project and the Shroud. I mean, there's so many cool things going on in your church. We've had so much fun just learning. I think the Holy Spirit wanted us to learn more about you today. And this has really been a great hour, one of the funnest hours I've had. But I want to ask you a couple of fun questions, okay?
Okay.
Get that number out first.
All right. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or go to thequestatlanta.com right now and help us get those last four calls we need to finish this hour and go over our goals. Come on, help us cross the finish line. So, Father, if I went to St. Brendan's as a parishioner and I want to have you over for dinner, I'd score a home run if I had what? Scotch, lasagna, roast duck, red wine. I mean,
I love stroganoff.
You do?
Yes.
All right. I'm making a note myself. And what's your favorite restaurant in Cumming? Or not even Cumming, but do you have a couple?
I don't want to name one particular one.
Yeah.
I love steak.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know. So people have some options. If they want to get you to come have dinner, steak is a good idea. And so what do you think if God hadn't called you to be a priest, what do you think you might be doing right now?
That's hard to say, but you know, I did get an engineering degree.
Right.
But after going through the whole education, I wasn't really satisfied and I wanted to do something more, you know. Uh-huh. So God sent providentially my vocation right at that moment, right after I finished my degree.
Yeah.
But you know, I could easily be back on the farm.
Yeah.
I could
still
see
in
that.
Your heart.
I like the farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's hard work though. Who knows how that'd all go, but I like.
I got to say, in this world right now, that sounds pretty enticing to me, actually. Yeah. So would you say, how'd you finish this out? I'm a better singer, dancer, musician, or joke teller?
I'm probably a better singer.
Okay.
Although I like jokes a lot. My brother used to call me Snoopy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I was like, why do you call me Snoopy? And he says, yeah, because you always do things. And then just like Snoopy, you don't laugh. You just watch.
Yeah.
That's good. I have a weird sense of humor in that sense.
Well, it looks like we've just had our hour, guys. And so it's time for us to wrap up. We want to thank all of you who donated in honor of Father and in honor of St. Brendan's and all of you around the Archdiocese. And we even got some from out of state, some calls that came in from South Bend and other places. So thank you all so much for your support of Catholic Radio and specifically for AM 1160 The Quest. Father, can you lead us out? And we'll probably have to announce how we did, Annie, or do you know?
I'll announce after we have the prayer. Yep.
Okay, let's do a little final blessing, okay, Father?
Okay.
For all of us listening.
I'd like to send a blessing, especially to all those listening. Almighty God, send your blessing on all those who are listening to this station today in this hour. Send them what they need in their lives. Protect them from all the dangers of life. And keep them safe. Keep them safe and healthy. And especially help them see the great future that God is getting ready for them. I bless them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. That was beautiful.
Amen. Yes, what a great hour. And I want to say we met our goal.
Woo!
So ring that bell.
Ring the bell.
Yeah.
Ring the bell. All right.
Woo! I want to make sure I say thank you to Elena E., Ashley T., Roberto W., Sheila and Bill T., Matthew B., Ann and Bob H., Kristen T., Arlene G., and Jane S. Most of these donated in honor of you, Father. You're very loved.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Am not surprised.
Thank you out there.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening to this hour. Stay tuned because our next Church on Fire is coming up next. So give us a call on that break, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com.